Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Donald Trump decided to consolidate the Jerusalem consulate with the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. This is a good move. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Trump administration announced that it will merge the Jerusalem consulate, responsible for relations with the Palestinian Authority, into the newly relocated U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. The consulate in Jerusalem has functioned essentially as an embassy to the Palestinian Authority and was separate from the operations of the U.S. Embassy. Matt, you know, we had, before Donald Trump, the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv, and it should have been in Jerusalem, and the Jerusalem consulate for the Palestinian Authority in Jerusalem. It was completely backwards. Mm-hmm. And not only was it backwards, it was an exception to the normal functioning of a consulate and the embassy. So Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the consulate closure was aimed at efficiency to consolidate these two together. Now, the Palestinian Authority, they have been up in arms over the closing or merger of this consulate in with the embassy.
Yeah, and it's because they recognize that they wish it weren't so, but they themselves know inherently that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel, and that they are interlopers, that they are effectively occupiers, to borrow from their own language. And so while this wasn't maybe motivated by trying to initiate a policy change, it does track with what the American policy, the United States policy under President Donald Trump is. And so he has again shown that he is the most pro-Israel, pro-Jew president in modern history.
You know, and as we know, the Palestinian Authority doesn't recognize Israel's right to exist, or they don't really have an interest in peace, no matter what they say. They have no interest in that. So we commend President Trump. You know, he has put action to his word, saying that we don't tolerate this anti-Israel propaganda, and we're taking steps to do so.
Yeah, he said, Pompeo said, a newly created Palestinian Affairs Unit will operate out of the old consulate building, conducting reporting, outreach, and programming with the Palestinians in the so-called West Bank, Gaza, and Jerusalem. But in all other countries around the world, U.S. consulates work under the U.S. Embassy, and consular generals report to the U.S. ambassador of the country. Yet the U.S. ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, and the U.S. Embassy had zero connection with the Jerusalem consulate. Again, there was an exception to the rule. Everywhere else, the consulates are under the authority of the embassy, and the person over the consulate, the consular general, would report to the particular U.S. ambassador to that country. But in Israel, it was backwards. It was an exception. The embassy was in Tel Aviv, not the capital, and the Jerusalem consulate was in Jerusalem. And so the embassy operated outside the capital, and the consulate was there in Jerusalem, particularly for the Palestinians in Jerusalem. And there was no interaction.
Probably no accountability as well.
No accountability. So it operated completely on another level.
Right.
Meaning that the State Department was allowed to implement policies in Israel without any coordination with the U.S. ambassador to Israel. And so you have these two different tracks that could be moving forward in Israel, and it was set up that way for years. And, you know, Donald Trump came into office not as a politician, but as a businessman, and he has done amazing things that politicians of both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, were afraid to do. They mouthed support, and I have no doubt that many of them were pro-Israel, but they didn't have the backbone.
Right.
No, wasn't the Israeli embassy supposed to be moved to Jerusalem a couple decades ago? In the 90s. And they didn't. And boy, Holly, you said something that just really strikes right to the core of this whole thing. You said the Palestinian Authority does not recognize Israel's right to exist. That's not hyperbole. That is their actual official policy, that Israel must be destroyed, not just not exist, but be destroyed. And now the Palestinian Authority, it should be accountable and report directly to the U.S. Embassy and to the ambassador in Jerusalem. So I can't believe we're even having a conversation about tax dollars going to support a terrorist state, if you will, and there's no such place as Palestine, but a terrorist movement that seeks to destroy the Jewish people. It is at its root and core anti-Semitic. Yeah.
It makes no sense, Matt. You know, when the United States has an ally in Israel, and on the one hand, we provide resources and assistance financially and otherwise to Israel, and yet at the same time we also provide resources and finances
to a
Palestinian Authority that wants to destroy Israel.
Right.
I mean,
to terrorists.
How crazy is that?
Our allies are vowed enemy.
Yeah.
The little Satan and the big Satan, right?
We were funding and promoting, and we had policies that enabled both pro and anti-Israel at the same time.
Yeah, and they were interested in destroying America as well.
Yeah,
that's where the terrorists come from.
Right. And so as a result of that, of course, you have Hamas taking over Gaza, and Hamas is an internationally recognized terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. They launch rockets into Israel. They launch them from—
Indiscriminately.
Schools, hospitals. They launch them toward Sderot, which is within viewing distance of Gaza. I've been there. There's a playground, and in the playground is a big concrete reinforced worm, and the worm is probably 4 feet tall in terms of from top to bottom, and it's got a little smiley face on it, has a couple of places to enter it, and while it's a place for fun and games and slides and what children do in public parks, that particular worm is also a bomb shelter. Why? Because Hamas and before them the Palestinian Authority would launch rockets over there toward where that elementary school is. And we have been saying, okay, well, we need to have peace. We'll sit down and we'll have peace. And at the same time, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas say, we don't recognize Israel and we want to destroy them. We want to wipe them off the map. And we say, okay, well, we'll give you hundreds of millions of dollars. Let's sit down and have peace. And we've done that for years and years. And now President Trump said, enough is enough.
And we know they have taken those hundreds of thousands of dollars to the tune of billions over the years and applied it directly to fund anti-Israel, anti-American terrorism.
But you know what it all comes down to is, like, why should we as Americans support Israel? Because God talks about Israel like no other country in his word. It's his precious treasure, his jewel, and that's from which our Savior came and from which he will return again. So we as Americans have to stand with Israel in support.
Yeah, it's against all odds that Israel has survived,
right,
and not only survived, but continues to thrive and become a world leader in just 70 years since its modern reestablishment in 1948. But you go back all the way through a beginning history, Egypt, and all of the different nations that came against them, Assyria, Babylon.
Nazi Germany,
Rome before Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And they were targeted for extinction in all of these periods of several thousand years of history by the superpowers of the world. And yet they survived. And not only do they survive, the accomplishments are incredible. When you look at the Bible says they would, that God would bring them back, that God would raise up a remnant, that they would return to their land. And they have. And there is a blessing for those that support the Jewish people. Every nation that's come against them to try to destroy them is no more. Those regimes are gone. We need to stand with Israel, and we do at Liberty Council. Thank you, President Donald Trump, and thank you for the Trump administration for all that you have done and are doing to support Israel. it is a real pleasure to see some of the pro-Israel efforts that are taking place under this administration. Join us when we travel to Israel, March, April 2019. You can go to cidisrael.org/tour, cidisrael.org/tour, and you can sign up for this trip to Israel and walk in the Holy Land. There's no better place to support Israel than to stand in Israel and join us in 2019. Or go to lc.org for more information and support the Ministry of Liberty Council at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.